time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
It really is quite something how AI has just, well, seeped into our daily lives, often without us even noticing.
Mm-hmm.
That Netflix recommendation that just nails what you want to watch next, that's an algorithm. Or the Uber ETA that's freakishly accurate. AI, again, crunching data behind the scenes.
Exactly. It's this sort of background hum of technology we often just accept. And today, we're going to dig into a really critical aspect of it all, AI and business ethics.
Yeah, the ethical side. So for this deep dive, we've looked at quite a range of materials.
We have. We're drawing on discussions about core ethical ideas, how ethics actually works or should work in business.
Mm-hmm.
And importantly, we're zoning in on the specific ethical stuff that pops up when AI gets built and used by companies.
Right. And our mission today, it's pretty clear, I think. First, let's figure out where AI might actually help businesses solve some existing ethical problems.
Mm.
But just as crucial, we need to understand the new ethical headaches AI itself creates. And then ultimately, how can businesses actually build this stuff responsibly? What should we be bracing for, ethically speaking, over the next, say, 5 years?
Just to set the stage, it's useful to remember the different ways our sources talk about ethics. You know, there's the academic angle studying ethics versus the practical side guiding actual behavior.
Okay.
We'll touch on what should be right, that's normative ethics, versus describing how decisions are actually made, descriptive ethics. And we'll bring in those philosophical heavy hitters, utilitarianism, rights-based views, virtue ethics.
And how things like ethical leadership and just the overall company culture play into all this.
Exactly. That culture piece is huge. So, okay, let's maybe start by getting under the hood of AI itself, specifically machine learning.
Sounds good. One of our sources puts it nicely. Machine learning is kind of the engine driving a lot of these smart apps we use. The big difference is instead of just following fixed rules, someone programmed.
They learn.
Yeah.
They learn from data.
Right. Directly from the data.
And that's where the power, but also the potential problems lie. These systems chew through massive data sets, find patterns, and then use those patterns to make predictions or decisions. That's your Netflix queue, your Uber arrival time, all based on past data patterns.
And this reliance on data, it's everything, isn't it? The source stresses needing vast amounts of high-quality data. But here's the kicker. What if the data isn't high quality? Or what if it just reflects, well, the messy reality of society.
Precisely. And that gets us straight to that old saying, garbage in, garbage out. It's fundamental for ethics here. If the data you feed an AI is biased or incomplete or just plain wrong,
the AI is likely going to learn and replicate those flaws.
Exactly. Take loan applications. If you train an AI on historical loan data where maybe certain groups were unfairly rejected more often,
the AI might just learn that pattern and keep doing it, even if nobody told it to be discriminatory.
Right. It just sees a pattern in the bad data. And that's a huge ethical hurdle right there.
Okay, let's flip that coin, though. Could AI actually help fix some existing ethical issues businesses grapple with? Efficiency, for instance. If AI makes things run smoother, boosts productivity, could that help with sustainability?
That's a really good point. Our readings on responsible business definitely connect cost savings and productivity boosts with making sustainability feasible.
Ah, okay.
You know, if AI can streamline things like optimizing a supply chain to cut waste or energy use, it could absolutely make environmentally responsible choices more economically viable. It could be a powerful tool for that.
What about managing risk? Businesses are always trying to spot and deal with risks. Could AI give them an edge there?
It potentially could, yes.
Ah.
AI is good at sifting through huge amounts of data to find subtle warning signs, maybe faster than a human could.
Like fraud detection or predicting safety issues?
Potentially, yes. Things like that. But, and this is a big but, it only works if the AI is trained on data that actually reflects those risks accurately. And you still need human judgment to make sense of what the AI flags.
Sure, makes sense. And then there's transparency. Could AI tools maybe help find unethical stuff happening inside a company?
It's an interesting thought. You could imagine AI scanning communications or transactions for red flags. But as one of our sources really emphasizes, the AI itself needs to be transparent first.
Right, the black box problem again.
Exactly. If we don't know why the AI flagged something, can we really trust it to spot unethical behavior reliably and fairly? It's a bit of catch-22.
Which neatly brings us to the flip side, the new ethical challenges AI creates. And yeah, that black box seems central, like the lone example rejected, but no clear reason why.
Precisely. Especially with these really complex deep learning models.
Yeah.
Sometimes even the people who built them don't fully understand the step-by-step reasoning for a specific outcome.
Wow.
And that lack of clarity creates huge ethical problems. How do you hold anyone accountable if you don't know how the decision was made? How do you check for fairness if the process is hidden?
And this lack of transparency, it ties right back into AI maybe amplifying existing biases, doesn't it? If the data is biased, the AI learns it, like we said, but maybe does it faster, wider.
And potentially hides it behind this veneer of, oh, it's data-driven, it must be objective.
Right.
So it's not always about someone intending to be biased. It's about these underlying patterns getting baked into the tech. And because it's a black box, finding and fixing that bias is much, much harder. Really, the more powerful AI gets, the more we need it to be explainable. Otherwise, accountability just evaporates.
Then there's the whole question of responsibility. If an AI messes up, causes harm, loses money, who's on the hook?
Everyone.
Developers,
yeah.
The company using it, or could the AI itself ever be held responsible?
That's wading into some very murky legal and ethical waters. Our current laws are mostly built around human actions and intentions.
Yeah.
Try to fit AI into that.
Yeah.
It's tough. Is it just a tool? A very fancy hammer?
Mm-hmm.
Or does its ability to learn and act on its own give it some other status? We'll be debating that for a long time, I suspect.
And of course, more AI means more data being gathered, which inevitably rings alarm bells about privacy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
AI feeds on data. The more it gets, the smarter it can potentially become. But often, that comes at the cost of our personal privacy.
Yeah, our sources definitely highlight protecting personal info as crucial.
And the kind of large-scale data mining that fuels a lot of AI just raises basic questions. Did people consent? Do they have control over their data? What about the risk of misuse?
And while it wasn't the main focus of our sources today, you can't really talk about AI without thinking about jobs. As AI gets better at doing things humans do, what are the ethics around potential job losses?
It's a massive societal question. AI might create new jobs, sure, but it's also likely to automate others away.
Mm-hmm.
So ethically, how do we manage that transition? How do we support people whose jobs change or disappear? What does the future of work even look like? What guiding principles should businesses follow there?
Okay, so given all these challenges, how do we actually go about building AI in a way that is responsible? Our sources had some ideas there, like setting up standards and regulations, especially for sensitive areas like finance.
Yes, that idea is definitely gaining steam, having clear rules of the road for AI. The finance source talked about needing government, industry, civil society groups, everyone working together.
And importantly, getting diverse voices in the room, right?
Crucially, making sure different groups, women, people with disabilities, various racial and ethnic groups, their perspectives are included when setting these standards.
I also saw a suggestion about maybe requiring professional qualifications for people working in AI finance, specifically including ethics training. That feels like a solid step.
It does. It's saying that building and deploying this stuff, especially where the stakes are high, isn't just about technical skill. You need to understand the potential social and ethical impacts. It raises the bar for professional responsibility.
And what about that idea of a data sandbox? How does that work?
Right, the sandbox. It's basically a safe, controlled test environment.
Mm-hmm.
You use anonymized data to really put your AI algorithm through its paces. Check its performance, look for biases, see what its social impact might be before you let it loose on the real world.
Like a practice run.
Exactly. A critical stage for ethical checks and balances.
And of course, transparency keeps coming up, making the AI algorithms themselves understandable.
Absolutely fundamental. Now, getting total transparency from super complex AI might be technically tricky, but striving for explainability, making the why behind a decision as clear as possible, that's essential for trust and accountability. The sources are very clear on that.
It feels like this all comes back to those basic ethical decision-making steps we saw elsewhere, doesn't it? Get the facts straight, think about different viewpoints, consider who's affected, apply solid ethical principles.
Precisely. The core ethical questions don't change just because the technology is new. We still need to ask, what are the likely harms and benefits? Are we respecting people's rights? Are we acting fairly and with integrity?
And you can't really expect responsible AI without the right company culture and leadership, can you?
Absolutely not. If ethics isn't baked into the company's DNA, starting from the top, it's hard to see how responsible AI practices will truly take hold. Ethical leadership sets the tone. It's completely aligned with what our sources say about building an ethical culture.
So looking ahead, that McKinsey piece had some interesting thoughts on the next 5 years, particularly with generative AI. They see a shift happening, right, from just playing around with it.
To actually using it to create real business value.
Hmm.
Yeah, the novelty is wearing off a bit, and now the focus is shifting to how do we actually adopt this, scale it up effectively?
Which means things like clear plans, tracking results, getting senior leaders involved to drive the changes needed.
Exactly. It's not just about the tech anymore. It's about the implementation strategy and managing the human side of the change.
And they pinpointed where Gen AI is getting used most right now. Marketing and sales, developing products, customer service operations, software development.
Mm-hmm. Which makes you think, okay, as it gets deeper into those areas, what are the specific ethical questions that pop up?
Right, like in marketing, maybe super personalized ads that cross a line into being manipulative.
Or in product development, are we accidentally building biases into the next generation of products because the AI learned from flawed data? We need to stay alert to those specific risks.
And it just highlights again that need for ongoing ethics training, doesn't it? The challenges keep changing as the tech evolves.
No doubt. Businesses need to keep educating your people, giving them the tools to think through these new complex ethical issues AI throws up.
And maybe it circles back to those frameworks we mentioned at the start, utilitarianism, rights, virtue ethics. How can those older ideas help us make sense of AI's future ethical dilemmas?
It's a vital question. How do we apply those enduring principles to guide us as AI keeps reshaping business? It's something we all need to be thinking about actively.
So wrapping things up, it feels like AI presents this real duality for businesses. It could help tackle some existing ethical problems, efficiency, maybe risk management.
But it absolutely introduces a whole raft of new complex ethical issues. Transparency, accountability, bias, privacy. The list is long.
And building it responsibly isn't just a peck problem.
Not at all. It needs everyone involved, different stakeholders, a real commitment to being open and fair in how it's designed and used, and constantly looking ahead to anticipate the next ethical curveball.
So here's maybe a final thought for you listening right now. As AI gets woven ever deeper into business, how can you, maybe as a customer, maybe as an employee, maybe as a leader, play a part in making sure it develops ethically? How do we ensure it contributes positively towards a fairer future rather than making existing problems worse or creating entirely new harms?
Yeah, it really pushes us to consider the long game, the big picture societal impact, and the ethical duties that come hand in hand with such powerful technology.